We are recording.
Okay. I'm calling the January 14th, 2022 meeting of the Arizona Board of Occupational Therapy Examiners to order at 1:31. On behalf of the board, we welcome all of our attendees this afternoon. Thank you for making the time to be here. Moving on to our agenda, roll call.
Barbara Paulson.
Present.
Charlene Marbs.
Present.
Chris Daly.
Present.
Quentin McAllister.
Present.
And staff member Karen Whiteford is present, and Assistant Attorney General Justin Larson.
Present.
All right, moving on to item 3, which is a declaration of conflicts of interest. Let me go ahead and just query the board members to see if you do have any conflicts.
Jordan Harbor has joined the meeting.
Mr. Daly?
None.
Dr. McAllister?
I do not.
Ms. Marks?
I don't have any.
Okay, and Barbara Paulson, I have none either. So we will move on to agenda item 4, which are future board dates. Looking at the next 3 months, Ms. Marbs, we still have you not being able to attend on June 10th. And I would like to add my name to March 11th. I will not be able to attend. Anyone else? At this time?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Not at this time.
All right. Moving on to agenda item 5. We'll be looking at some meeting minutes. 5A were our regular session meeting minutes from December 10th of 2021. After review, I would like to go ahead and make a motion that we approve those minutes as written. Do I have a second?
This is Charlene Marbs. I second.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Moving on to 5B. Which we're going to skip because these minutes have already been approved. So we'll move on to 5C, which is the executive meeting minutes of our October 8th, 2021 meeting. I would go ahead and make a motion to approve those minutes as written. Is there a second? Is that you, Mr. McAllister?
That was Mr. Daly.
I'm sorry, Mr. Daly. Okay. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
On to line item 5D, which is the executive session meetings of the minutes of the meeting on November 12th. I was not present at this meeting, so I will abstain and ask Madam Vice Chair, would you take the lead on this line item?
Yes, Madam Chair. I would like to make a motion that we approve the executive session meeting minutes of November 12, 2021.
Chris Daly, I second the motion.
Has been moved and second. We take a roll call vote.
Barbara Paulson is abstained.
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes 3 approvals and 1 abstain.
Thank you, Ms. Marbs. Moving on to agenda item 6. 6A is a review of a complaint filed against Jordan Harbor. So let me do a little review here. As part of Ms. Harbor's license renewal application at the September meeting, the board reviewed the documents submitted by Ms. Harbor, and at the time, the board determined that there was not a receipt confirming that all fees required by the court were paid in full, and it was not submitted. It was also determined that Ms. Harbor did not disclose her arrest in accordance of Arizona Revised Statute 32-3208, which mandates that a health professional must notify the professional regulatory board in writing within 10 working days after the charge is filed. It was noted that this statute also mandates that a health professional, who does not comply with the notification requirements of this section commits an act of unprofessional conduct. At that time, the board unanimously voted to table this matter until the necessary documentation was received, and also unanimously voted to open a complaint against Ms. Harbor. Ms. Harbor did reply via email on September 28th, after being notified by the board's executive director, and was said that she had assumed that 10 working days meant 10 working days if you were working in Arizona. She is not currently working in this state. So that's where we are at. And Ms. Harbor, I see that you are in attendance today.
Yes.
Do you have a brief statement that you would like to share?
So I'm a travel occupational therapist, so I have multiple licenses. At that time, I had California, Alaska, and Arizona. At that point, I have never worked in Arizona. I was actually working in California, and when it happened, a lot was going on. I was trying to figure out what exactly I needed to do and if I even could keep my job. And so I, of course, notified the California board immediately because I was working there at the time. And we kind of figured that out and went back and forth on what was going to happen and when my court date was set and everything. And, yeah, honestly, at the time, I just was so consumed with what was happening, and I mean, now looking back, it seems so obvious that I should have contacted the other two states. But, I think just because I wasn't working there, I didn't even think about it. And once I renewed my license, I, of course, said, hey, this happened. Do I need to do anything different? I should have read the fine lines a lot cleaner and known to do that, but it was definitely an error on my part. I didn't notify them when I should have, and now we're here.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. Are there any questions?
Sorry, I do have a question. Did you say there was that I didn't pay something?
Well, the documents that you submitted in September, and other board members jump in if I miss something. There was really no court record that shows you successfully completed the 12 hours in the alcohol program or paid all the fines in that case.
So all my fines are paid. I can send you the receipts if you would like. So what you might have seen, though, so I am a resident of Kansas since I'm a travel OT, and I got my DUI in California. So I was unable to do the in-person California DUI school that they require, and my lawyer basically had to file a notion that just dismissed it because I wasn't physically in California to do it, and they require you to do that if you're living in California.
Okay. So you do have some court documents that would verify that you met all of the mandate? That would, yes.
And I could send that to you.
Okay.
Ms. Harbor, do you recall if you sent those to us already?
I thought I did because I thought you guys asked for them, but I would have to look to verify.
I'm just going to, Madam Chair, if you don't mind, I'm going to check really quick.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want you to think that she hadn't turned it in.
Right. And I've been noted to miss things sometimes in a file, so. Any other questions or comments from the board while Karen looks for that?
Hi, Ms. Harbor. Chris Daly. Just wanted to check with you. Were you able to successfully renew your license in California?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Thank you.
I just need to check one more place.
Ms. Weipert, are you looking for the payment?
Actually, I'm looking for any documents that show that she completed whatever course was prescribed or ordered.
So in her renewal application, I have uploaded the proof of payment, and there is a victim impact panel course here as well, certificate.
Okay.
That was in August 19th of 2020, if that's the certificate. I've uploaded it in her file.
It sounds like those are the two pieces that the board is looking for.
And I do have both of those uploaded. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Vicki.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, so we have that documentation.
Okay.
Will Orr
has joined the meeting.
This is Chris Daly. Based upon that, I'm satisfied with everything that has been provided by Ms. Harbor.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members, really quickly, and Karen, perhaps you could help me out on this, but I think the only issue before the board regarding Ms. Harbor today, based on the agenda, was to resolve the complaint regarding the lack of disclosure.
Correct.
Within the 10-day time frame. I don't think we're here reviewing the renewal application. And if my memory serves, I think the renewal was already approved.
Yes.
Is that correct, Karen?
You are correct.
Okay. So I think the only issue that the board is set to address today is whether it wants to take further action on the 10-day disclosure issue.
Thank you for that, Mr. Larson.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we move to executive session for legal counsel. Legal advice.
I'll second that motion, Quentin McAllister.
All right, it's been moved and seconded.
Yes.
Roll call vote, Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Charlene Marbs.
Aye.
Chris Daly.
Aye.
Quentin McAllister.
Aye.
All right.
Motion.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Motion passed unanimously, and we will move into executive session at 1:46 p.m.
All right, members of the public, the board will go into executive session now for legal advice. You won't be able to hear this portion of the meeting. As soon as that's over, I'll bring you back in for the public open session. Okay, let's see if I can remember how to do this. Sorry, I'm trying to do this a different way now. We have more participants than we usually do.
My fieldwork student is one of them.
Are there any board members who are calling in on the phone?
No.
Okay, so we have myself, Ms. Paulson, and Ms. Marbs, Mr. Daly, Mr. Larson, Dr. McAllister, and Ms. Igarola. And the meeting is locked.
Go ahead.
I'll follow you, Ms. Marks. You go ahead.
No, my question to Mr. Larson is to address the non-disclosure on the application. What are our legal options?
It wasn't the non-disclosure on the application that was the issue.
No.
It was actually just, you know, the requirement in ARS 32-3208 is separate from, I mean, it looks as though she actually did disclose it on the application.
Okay.
But under 32-3208,